The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is asking the public's help in putting together a plan to determine if a cleanup of the former Susitna gunnery range will be necessary. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
During the Cold War, gunners at Anchorage's Elmendorf Air Force Base fired at moving targets towed by planes over Knickarm. Most of the shells fired exploded in the air, but there are concerns now that maybe some of them didn't. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' Kerry Kaseboom is heading up a new project called the Susitna Gunnery Range Interviews, which is aimed at finding out more about unexploded ordnance at Point McKenzie.
For the 6 years between 52 and 58, they used to shoot anti-aircraft rounds at targets that were pulled by an airplane across the Point McKenzie area. So it's possible that some of these rounds landed without exploding and therefore represent a potential hazard to people who are disturbing the ground in Point McKenzie area.
The concerns are not new, but Kaseboom says old reports regarding the military use of the area yield scant information.
Just looking into the old reports of the area, what we could glean from archive records, so we know just a little bit, and that's how we know that there were approximately 4 reports of ordnance fragments in the area dating back to 1970.
The Point McKenzie area used to be low priority for a cleanup program, but plans for increased development at Point Mac are prompting new action. Kaseboom says there is some indication that some shells could still be underground or sunk in wetlands.
The round of use was a 90-millimeter high explosive, and it was fired from Elmendorf Air Force Base.
The Air Force Base Gunnery Range covered the Point McKenzie Road area between Elmendorf and the Little Susitna River south and west of Burma Road. The Susitna Gunnery Range program is at present seeking information from the public.
We're also sending out questionnaires to all the known landowners in the area for them to fill out, and just so we can get a better feel for how we can keep them informed and what do they know. Like maybe there's a lot more ordnance out there than we previously knew about.
Kaseboom says it's too soon to determine if an investigation and cleanup will be necessary. I'm Ellen Lockyer.